In 2011, about 3,000 Wisconsin businesses received $7 billion in federal contracts. That's according to Wisconsin Procurement Institute Board Chair John Rogers. It's a nonprofit organization that helps businesses secure federal contracts to sell anything from toilet paper to ships. Rogers says all businesses will feel the effects of sequestration, but large companies will be able to adapt to the changes more easily.
And the small businesses are the ones that personally I worry about, because those are the companies, if they're heavily working closely with the Department of Defense, for example, those are the companies that I think can have, so it can really harm.
Andrew Burkholz is with TAPCO, a Brown Deer-based business that makes traffic and parking signs and equipment. He says their company is used to the ebb and flow of all government contracts. Burkholz says federal contracts are a significant part of their business, so if they lose them, the company will have to try new things to make up for the lost business.
I worry about the things that I can control. Obviously, if there is a big cut in federal spending, you know, our way in our company is we try to be innovative in what we do and to be diverse in the product offering that we do have.
An Oshkosh Corporation spokesman says the heavy-duty truck manufacturer won't be impacted in the short term. The company that makes defense vehicles has already seen funding reductions with the troop drawdown in Afghanistan. Maureen McCollum, Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse.